Ready? Down. Tanagra, When the Walls Fell. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Jason, how you doing today?
Just finished some steak and shake.
Steak and shake. Steak and shake.
Technically, I just had a steak.
Really?
Well, triple steak burger.
You had a burger.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Steak and shake. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Steak burger, that's not a thing. It's just a burger. You're using the same meat everybody. There is no such thing as steak burger.
I think it's a higher cut meat.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
Well, you don't not know about that.
I'm just saying, I don't
all
think
I know is it tastes like a better meat than McDonald's.
Well, okay, yes. You've set the bar pretty low with McDonald's.
Yeah. So in reference to McDonald's, like if you compare and contrast, I'm eating a steak at Steak and Shake. Because McDonald's is the furthest thing from that.
I don't think there's such a thing as a steak burger.
Absolutely there is. It's steak meat.
Steak meat.
Yeah, it's a thing.
No, I don't think so.
It is a thing.
How was it?
It's okay.
Well, I'm starving. All I ate today was half of a wrap and some
chicken?
Blue corn tortilla chips
with
hummus. It was turkey. Mm. And cranberry and like spinach, and I really liked
it. Subway?
No, we got it at Kroger. Okay. I really liked it, but I only had half of it. I wanted all of it, and then I just had some hummus. And other than that, I had a piece of toast with peanut butter on it this morning. That's all I've had to eat today.
Yeah, I had like 4 donuts.
I'm trying to drop some lbs.
I am too. I had a bunch of coffee.
I had a lot of coffee today too.
2 pots probably.
Yeah.
A lot.
Hmm.
So now I'm on the water. By the way, to me, I love my kids.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a given, right?
Should be.
We live in the city. We don't have a great, like, water filtering system. We'll drink out of the tap, but...
Okay.
You know, we prefer to buy bottled water. The thing that annoys me probably more than anything else on the planet is this.
You don't like that sound.
That freaking water bottle crinkling, my kids will, like, freaking grab the water bottle, and as they're drinking it, crinkle it. Like, okay, this is me not crinkling the bottle, drinking.
Listening.
Ready?
Yeah.
That was very quiet. Typical. You don't have to crinkle the bottle.
I'm going to take a drink of it right now. I'll drink of mine. I got a bottle, too.
Okay. See, you can do it without crinkling the bottle. Here's how my kids do it. Like,
that,
stop.
That is just, you're, that's just, you're just a dad with 5 kids.
I am, and I'm getting tired.
And so, I mean, it's the little things. They mount up, right?
Does that not bug you like that?
I've never had that thought before.
Oh, well, maybe you'll start. Honestly, that's like one of my least favorite things.
Really?
Like, stop. Stop.
When it comes to the water bottle, as a father, the thing that irritates me is... like 4 water bottles around my house that have like 1 drink out of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Multiply that times 10 in our house.
Yeah.
And so what I do, I take all the water bottles, I set them on the table. Like, before you guys get anything else to drink, you have to drink these. I don't care whose they were.
Yeah.
You're drinking these.
My wife set a strict Sharpie. She's got a Sharpie by the thing. And so you got to write your first initial on the cap of your water bottle.
Yes.
So that way we can trace it back to you.
You know what would be really slick is if they sold different colored water bottle caps, like in a package. If
right.
there was red, blue, green,
so
yellow.
So you only drink red.
That's right.
Or green or
I'm
whatever.
Red, you're blue, you know, your daughter's green, your
sure.
other daughter's yellow. And so it's like, well, that's a yellow cap. So that's obviously.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Market that.
How do, like, someone's going to steal that.
Dasani.
And it'll be a massive
What is
marketing.
The best bottled water?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Here's the thing. I actually don't like Dasani.
Okay.
I don't. I do not.
That's
like
fine.
It.
What's the best?
There's a bottle of water. I don't know if they sell it in a 20 ounce, but I've seen it in the 5 gallon jugs in the water cooler variety, Ozark Mountain water.
Gross. I hate Ozark Mountain water.
In the 5 gallon bottle?
I've had it in bottles. I've had it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you like.
I actually do.
That's yeah. like that's like from Oklahoma. That's like
just it's Missouri.
Just a dirty river in.
It's not dirty. Okay, river
it's
water.
Just a dirty river water. It's gross.
I'm telling you, I just
it
I
tastes like catfish.
No, honestly, I don't even know where this came from. But when I was at the college that I dropped out of,
yeah,
Mount Vernon Nazarene, I was there for 6 months. Hated it. One of my roommates or the room right beside of us, he was from Pennsylvania, and like in his hometown, there was like this spring, and he would go home with like 20 gallon jugs and mm-hmm. fill it up and bring it back. And it was the cleanest, freshest. Having said that, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, it's not marketed, but my wife's family has property in Tennessee, Mountain City, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And their property backs up to the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
And they've got a spring coming out of the mountain.
Yeah.
That they've actually put a pipe in.
Right.
And like you can put a water bottle under and fill it up. And that is, once again, it's the cleanest, freshest. It's cold. It's amazing. But like you can't buy that in the store.
No.
I like the Ozark.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. For me, the best bottled water is probably, I like the Smart Water a lot.
I don't like the Smart Water at all. Fiji. My kids love it because they think they are smarter when they drink it.
Sure.
I think it's a marketing ploy.
I get it. It's got electrolytes in it. That's why they call it Smart Water. It's Smart Water that they've added electrolytes to.
It's Gatorade minus the sugar.
Uh-huh. Or the flavor. It's just water. I like Fiji water. It's pretty good. Have you had the Fiji water?
Yeah. It's bottled in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm just saying I like it. I'm not.
It's like Atlanta, Georgia tap water is what it is.
Well, I like it.
Okay.
It's
not bottled in Fiji.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. I'm just giving you the bottled water I like.
Well, you gave me crap about Ozark, so I'm giving you crap about Fiji.
I don't know. The Ozark, I mean, we might be thinking of two different things maybe, but I'm pretty sure I've had that, and it tastes gross to me.
What's do you know the one Bud used to buy for the office years ago?
No. Well, I mean, we both, in the office years ago.
Well, we both worked there for a while, but that's what he bought, and it was clean and awesome and fresh and it was amazing water.
What is, and I have my answer, so I'll give you mine. I'll give you time to think. The most refreshing thing, like moment you ever drink, like it hit you in the perfect spot. It was like the best drinking, refreshing experience. And I have mine. I was working landscaping in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
I was like 21, 22 years old. And it is hot in Richmond, Virginia. Very hot. And we were working. One of our contracts was at a like a chemical plant. And you had to in order to get into the plant, you had to park outside. It was like this big security thing to get inside. It was a big deal. And I did the landscaping. So we're walking around doing all that stuff. And I forgot to bring my water with me through the thing. And so I'm working. It's like 100 degrees. 100% humidity, and I'd been working for like 3 or 4 hours in this and not had one drink of water, just hoping to get done with the day so that I can go, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And the guy that I was working with, this older guy, and all he drank all summer long is the weirdest thing. He brought a cooler every single day. All he had was Pepsi.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't even like Pepsi.
Yeah.
But I was seriously dehydrated at that point.
Yes.
And he saw me. He's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't have anything to drink." And he said, "Here, take one of my Pepsis," which I thought, this is a bad idea because it's not going to hydrate me. But I didn't care. It was wet and it was cold.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest thing I ever drank in my life.
Really?
It was amazing. It was just, I don't know. I think because I was like actually dehydrated, it was just cold and wet and it like did something for me. It was amazing.
I guess I don't have the same experience.
Hmm.
I don't have a single moment. I will say this though. So I've officially been off of pop. I've mentioned this multiple times now,
right.
But since May 4th. May 4th was my last Coke and it's been months.
You've been clean since May 4th.
That's my soda sober day. And the more I drink water, the more I enjoy water. For real though.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things, your body starts to crave whatever it's not having.
Yeah.
And so initially the first 2 or 3 weeks I was craving Coke because I'm a heavy Coke drinker.
Sure.
Now that I've been away from it, I'm really not craving Coke.
Except every once in a while. No, I get that.
I don't.
Never. Like you're having pizza.
Oh, well, yes. Yes. Like a week ago, something happened. Where was it? We went somewhere. I think you were. Did we go somewhere? Did we do something?
We never go anywhere together.
I can't remember what it was.
This is the one time a week we see each other.
Sometime. I don't. There was a big event. We were outdoors. We were walking around or something. Fair festival, popcorn festival, something. I don't know. And I smelt the food and everything. I'm like, oh, yeah. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could have a funnel cake and a cold Coke right now, yeah. That would be
yeah.
The ticket. But I can't honestly don't remember where it was, but it was something like that.
Yeah. Well, you told me you've been drinking lemonade lately.
Okay, so I went to Subway yesterday with my wife. Okay. And I got a 6-inch chicken on wheat with lettuce, tomato.
Nobody cares. Continue.
And I got a lemonade.
You get a lemonade?
Yeah, with my Subway.
Yeah, I mean, you know that's got about the same amount of sugar that Coke has.
It might have more.
Yeah.
But
it's not Coke.
It's not
you know, pop, you're not going to get addicted to lemonade.
No, to me, it's like a special treat. If I'm going to have a special treat, it's going to be sweet tea or lemonade.
Right.
I'm a heavy coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Minus the creamer. I don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm a heavy water drinker now.
Yeah.
Special treat, lemonade, occasionally sweet tea. And if I'm feeling wild, I'll mix them.
Wild?
Wild and crazy.
Arnold Palmer,
that
you know, they're
crap.
Trying to spin the Jack Nicholas.
What is that?
It's a pink tea, like, pink lemonade. I think it's just pink lemonade and iced tea.
And Arnold Palmer's yellow lemonade
it's like,
iced tea?
Yeah, it's like the Arizona iced tea has, like, Arnold Palmer on the thing of it. And this has Jack Nicholas on the front. And it's like his thing, except it's pink lemonade. I'm like, I don't know. I think that's pretty much the same thing, right? Like... That's not really special, I don't think.
But. That's a great SportsCenter commercial, by the way.
What?
The Arnold Palmer in the
that is a good
the cafeteria.
One. Yeah, that's really great. Yeah.
And he's like, it's great watching a master at work.
That is a good one. All right. Well, there you go. That's our...
So refreshing drinks.
Yes.
You watched the Yankees-Minnesota game last night.
I watched... What does that have to do with refreshing drinks?
The post-game celebration.
Oh, we yes. Talked about this. I was very concerned about... very... upset.
I thought you were leading into this.
I wasn't, this is perfect. That's why we're semi-professionals.
Yes, heavy on the semi.
That is correct. As in semi-drivers listen to the show. That's the only way.
We think.
Yeah.
And I'd actually like to address our Oregon audience. Our Oregon listens are through the roof right now. I don't know
through
what happened.
Through the roof.
Seriously, like a third of our listeners right now are from Oregon.
Go Ducks.
And Oregon State Beavers.
It's Oregon State Beavers. The Oregon Ducks, that's all I know.
Is there a pro
Portland.
Team there?
Yeah.
The Trailblazers. I love the Trailblazers. Great.
Clyde Drexler?
Kersey? Jerome Kersey?
Jerome Kersey. Keep going. Can you go another one? Duckworth?
Oh, yeah.
Terry Porter?
Yes. Headband.
Who's the white guy on that team?
See, I'm thinking Seattle Supersonics now, too, like Detlef Schrempf.
No, Detlef was Seattle. Yeah. Well, either way, that was a great Trailblazers team.
Yes.
Lost to the Bulls, though, unfortunately. Man, didn't we all. All right. So here's the thing. I'm watching the baseball game. It's the play-in game. It's not the playoffs yet. It's the play-in game to get into the playoffs.
It's a wild card.
It's postseason.
It is postseason.
But it's not the playoffs.
Okay.
Playoffs? It's the play-in game, which I'm all for the play-in game. I'm not against the play-in game.
It's a great game.
I love it. It's all on the line.
Yes.
And I was at home last night, and all of a sudden it hit me like, oh, the game's on. And I thought it was pretty late, and I thought I was going to be halfway through it. The game started so late.
Yeah.
When I turned it on, it was the first inning.
Yeah.
The bottom of the first, and the Yankees had just tied it up. It was 3-3 in the bottom of the first.
Ooh.
It was like, whoa, this game's going to be nuts. And then in the second, it was 4-4. And then all of a sudden, relief pitchers are coming in. And it was just, it was basically a kitchen sink game.
Yes.
And anyway, the Yankees pull away and they win. I think the final score was 8-4. Aaron Judge hit a home run that was a laser. I don't think it ever went over 10 feet, and I think it was still rising when it cleared the fence.
Yes.
Like, it cleared the fence by, like, 3 feet, and I think it was still rising. It was...
On the trajectory, it might have went another mile.
Yeah, definitely.
It was still rising,
It was amazing. The moment it left his bat, it was just like, oh, my gosh.
I love watching, in those moments, the pitcher. Because a lot of times they don't even know it. They know it.
Yeah, they just...
The crack of the bat.
The glove goes up. They're just waiting for the next ball. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, the moment the ball hits the bat, their glove goes up, like, give me the next ball.
Yes.
That's great. Well, that one was such a low hit. When it left his bat, I wasn't thinking that it could possibly be a home run.
It buzzes by the pitcher's
ear. To me, I thought it was going to bounce in front of the left fielder.
Yeah.
It was just so low.
Right.
But it just never stopped rising. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Yankees win. And this morning, I didn't watch the end of the game because I fell asleep because it was like super late. But this morning I wake up, I'm watching SportsCenter, and I see the Yankees celebrating.
Yes.
The champagne.
The goggles. Which, by the way, I hate the goggles.
Who started that? I want to say David Ortiz was the first one that did the goggles that I remember.
I feel like it might have been NBA.
I'm almost positive it was Ortiz, but
okay.
You could do a little bit of history on that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the goggles.
When we were kids, no goggles.
There was no such thing. You can wear the goggles. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one step away from wearing a poncho. Well, actually, they kind of do wear the ponchos
yes,
and stuff.
I've seen it.
The I don't care with plastic. Any of this. It completely gets rid of the what's the whole point.
What's the clear plastic you do when you're painting? Starts with the V.
Visqueen.
Yes. They have these like Visqueen ponchos and stuff.
And they've completely like masked off the whole... That completely defeats the purpose. It's like, oh, this is crazy. All of a sudden, it's not crazy anymore because nothing's getting ruined.
That's right.
Stuff has to get ruined. And your eyes need to feel the burn.
A little bit, yes.
I don't... Yes. First of all...
Get rid of the goggles.
Get rid of the goggles. Get rid of the Visqueen.
If you can't do it goggle-free, then you shouldn't do it at all.
I could not agree more.
Okay.
It's infuriating.
Yes.
Of all the things that make me mad in life, that might make me...
It's like if you dump Gatorade on the coach and you put a poncho on him first.
It's not okay.
And a shower cap.
Yeah.
Coach, you're going to get a little bit wet.
Mm-hmm.
Put this stuff on.
Right.
No, you just dump it on him.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. I'm not okay with the goggles. Second thing, I'm not okay with the New York Yankees...
Who have won, 30 World Series in the last
something
100
years? Something like that. Yeah. Like, they've won 25%.
That's right.
One of the World Series.
Yes.
Which is crazy. I'm not okay with the Yankees of New York acting like they just won the World Series when they won a play-in game to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
It's not okay. And not only that, every team this season, during the season, when they clinched the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
they had their own champagne party.
Right.
And I told you, I said, you and I, we got to come up with some ground rules. Like, in all sports, when is it okay to do the champagne celebration and when is it not okay to do the champagne celebration?
Right.
For example, the Yankees.
Yes.
It is only ever okay for the New York Yankees to do the champagne celebration when they won the World Series. There's no other circumstance in which they can do it.
I agree on a team level. But I would also be okay, like, if Aaron Judge next year hits 92 home runs.
So, like, they celebrate.
Yes.
Like, if he breaks the Bonds record.
Yes, they do on the last game of the season.
They do it. But then it's all, like, directed towards him. I'm still not okay with that.
Here's the thing. But that's a spur-of-the-moment thing. That's.
Yeah, then they wouldn't be setting up for it and stuff. It's not. I'm not okay with that. The Yankees. You're the Yankees. Act
no,
like
I agree.
There.
I think it's okay to celebrate an individual effort.
Yeah, but not with a champagne party. That's a team thing.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, pie in the face. Sure. All day.
What's the matches and the gum on the foot?
The hot foot. Hot foot. Where has that gone?
Yeah. Long gone are the days of where guys could prank each other in the dugout and it was just like acceptable.
Yeah.
Now it's called hazing. It's frowned upon.
I don't like that. So, anyway, the New York Yankees, you're only... Guys, listen
World
up.
World Series, that's
Aaron,
it.
Aaron, Judge, are you listening to me? Greg Bird. By the way, Greg Bird, first baseman for the New York Yankees, he looks like a Yankee. It's crazy. I didn't know who he was, and then I'm watching the game like that. I'm like, that guy, it's like the definition of a Yankee. He just looks like a Yankee. Greg Bird. Aroldis Chapman. I'm putting you on notice.
Gary Sanchez.
Didi Gregorius. I don't want to see the champagne celebration unless you win the World Series. And
game 7. Does it have to be game 7? Can you sweep in 4?
World Series, it doesn't matter. However you win the World Series, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
But that's it. Red Sox, you're in the same boat.
Is there any other baseball team that the World Series is the only time that they're allowed? I would say every other team would be allowed at least for the conference
to
for
get the to the World
American
Series.
League, National League.
Right, you win the pennant.
You win the pennant.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Red Sox have had enough success lately that I'd throw the Red Sox into that.
Into the World Series?
Into the Yankees. The Red Sox and the Yankees.
That's it. The only World Series. That's it. That's the only time they're allowed.
Yeah.
Okay. And every other team.
I mean, the Giants are kind of knocking at the door there.
No, they're not on that level.
Well, they were like there every other year for like 7 years.
Yeah, but they're not. I know historically they're great and they've been good lately, but they're not the Yankees. They're not the Red Sox.
So the Yankees. And then every other team, if you make the World Series, then yes.
Yes. You win the AL or the NL, you get the pennant.
Yeah.
You deserve champagne.
Now,
if you're a team like Cincinnati that has been bad for years and years and years and years, can you do it with a playoff berth?
I don't feel like the Reds could.
Okay.
I feel like if there was a team that had never made the playoffs, I don't have that in front of me. I don't know what team has never made the playoffs.
Well, expansion team, they all have
All the expansion teams have done well. So,
surely they've all made it.
Stop calling me Shirley.
It's in Washington Nationals. I mean, they're an Expo transfer, but
yeah, but they've been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, I don't. I mean, I guess like okay. Here's a circumstance. San Diego Padres.
Right.
Let's say at the All-Star break, they are out of the playoffs by 25 games, something like that. Like some just ridiculous number.
Right.
And then they go on a run through the second half of the season and clinch it on the last game.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Yes.
I'm okay with
that's
that.
That's fine. What about the Indians setting the record for most consecutive wins?
It'd be
hard to celebrate that unless it was that night you win and you beat it.
Or I just think you set it up every night after it. You just set it up. Yeah, you just
because you want to do it when you lose. It's like, okay, that's it. No, it's a loss.
Yeah, you do it the one that you when you break the record. That's
the night
you break,
and then every night afterward. As long as you keep winning.
Just the night you break the record. That's all, because that happens less than a World Series winner, and that is a team accomplishment.
That might not happen for another 50 years.
It might not ever happen.
That's true.
So yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because it's a team accomplishment, and because it's so rare.
Okay, so if you're down by 20 games at the All-Star break and you come back and you make
I think the playoff, 20 is the cap. I mean, because that's a – I don't know if it's huge. Ever happened, but yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
All right, football.
Super Bowl is an obvious, right? You have to win the Super Bowl.
That happens. Yes. Patriots?
Their only time is the Super Bowl.
Right. Anybody else in the NFL?
God, you know what? I only think a playoff berth – I think NFL's different. It's Super Bowl or bust. There's no other time to do it.
It's the Super Bowl and that's it.
That's it. And here's the thing, half the teams make the playoffs anyway.
And you almost feel like the Patriots shouldn't even when they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Guys, let's act like we've been there before because we have.
Yeah, like every year basically. Okay, so NFL it's a strict when you win the Super Bowl and that's it.
I think someone ought to set like a new trend. Like, let's do coffee.
Wait a minute. What about the Gatorade?
What about
on the coach?
What about it? Well,
when is
you're
that
going down a whole different road? But
because they're doing that more than they ever did it before.
That is true.
I actually don't really want that happening unless you win the Super Bowl, because that's when it started. I think it was the Giants were the team that started it with Bill Parcells.
I think on. Okay, so this is tricky because. If you're a very young team, and a young coach, a team building thing, you make the playoffs. I could see that.
You're not making the playoffs.
Well, you're not expected to win. You're a young team.
So, like, if the Browns made the playoffs this year,
well, yeah. If the Browns win a game, it's a Gatorade bath. They just the 0-3 Browns played the 0-3 Bengals, and got butchered.
Yes. Now, I would definitely say the Gatorade stuff is happening too much, don't you think?
The Gatorade is overdone.
It's become too common.
Yes.
Okay. All right, NBA champagne shower.
NBA Finals.
You win the NBA Finals, obviously.
Yes.
You get to the NBA Finals?
I'm okay. You win the East, you win the West, I'm okay.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Lakers.
Well, Lakers have not done anything. I know recently, since Kobe left. But
Lakers, Celtics, I think they belong on an NBA Finals only list.
I mean, recently you could say the same thing about Golden State. Like Golden State, it's like we've been there for three years.
Currently, yeah, too. Golden State, yeah.
Cleveland and Golden State, you've currently been there three consecutive years, right?
Yeah, I think Cleveland and Golden. I think this is a recency thing, so you have.
If you're back to back, no.
Yeah.
If yes. It's been 10 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then other than that, when you win the NBA Finals.
And that's it.
And that's it. There's no other – because getting to the playoffs means nothing in the NBA.
And right. We don't know enough about hockey. Is there any – does soccer do that?
I don't know if they do that in soccer. I have no idea.
Is there – that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. First of all, get rid of the goggles.
Get rid of the goggles. Get rid of the Bisqueen.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's got to feel impromptu.
Yeah.
You can't just set it up.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, 9 times out of 10, it should only be for the finals championship.
Right.
Of whatever sport.
Mm-hmm. There are extenuating circumstances.
Yes.
I feel like it's a case-by-case thing. If whoever's deciding this, they could just bring it before us, and then we could judge it.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. It'd be Coliseum style.
Yeah. Feel free to write on the show. Give us a scenario in which you think would warrant a champagne shower that is not a finals or championship situation.
Or Gatorade bath.
Or the Gatorade bath.
If it's a coach's last game and he's going out and he wins.
I guess if you know it's his last game.
Yeah.
I guess, but I mean.
I want to see the Gatorade bath on a basketball court.
That would be awesome. They could clean it up. It wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Like reporters are slipping on the court for the post-game interview.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's definitive. I think we figured that out. Good?
Yes.
Now, we've got a couple things to do. We got to talk about baseball. That's where I was transitioning to.
I'm sorry.
Was to talk about baseball, but that's fine.
Well, we did talk about baseball, kind of.
Yeah, but we have to talk a little bit more about baseball, and we haven't done our Netflix suggestion of the week. So, Jason, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about...
Let's finish the baseball talk.
Okay, let's finish the baseball talk. At the beginning of the year, and you can go back and check it. This is time-stamped. We're not coming up with this. Go to episode 73 of the podcast. Now, this new format or new season or new series, whatever you want to call it, it's 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, but the original ones are just episode 1. Actually, there is no episode 1. Episode 2 through whatever.
Episode 1 is in the vault.
It's in the vault. We will release it one day, but we got to
probably a premium, like $100.
We got to make money off of that one because we really don't want it out there.
$100 per download.
But episode 73, go to episode 73, and you and I gave our MLB preview, and we had to agree on who was going to win
a collective Lower Road Radio Finals.
Right.
Or you know.
Standings.
Division. Yes.
You know, end of the year standings. Right. And we said, this is what it's going to be. This was before the season started, or basically just, it was either
spring
the first week
type of stuff.
Or during spring training. It was one of the two. Jason, we nailed it. AL West, AL Central, AL East, NL East, NL Central, NL West. We picked Astros, Indians, Red Sox, Nationals, Cubs, Dodgers.
Drilled it.
Nailed it on the head. Yes. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
Now, our wild card, we picked the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, so that was wrong. Cardinals were, I mean...
They made a run.
Yeah, Blue Jays, no.
No.
And then our AL MVP, we picked Trout. If he wouldn't have gotten hurt, he would have won.
Yes.
NL MVP, we picked Bryce Harper. I think if he wouldn't have gotten hurt, he would have won.
Yes.
The Cy Young, Chris Sale, that could happen. Yeah. Although it might be Kluber. It's probably going to be Kluber, but it could be Chris Sale. And then NL, Clayton Kershaw, which I don't think is going to happen. So, that's pretty impressive.
Yes. Who said we didn't know what we were talking about?
We did. but in this instance, we do know what we're talking about.
I believe we probably... Do you think we're most knowledgeable about baseball?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
We both love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
It's a solid.
So
next year, take our picks to Vegas.
Take them. I mean, I don't know what you could get for hitting all of the division winners at the beginning
of the
year.
Did we hit every division winner?
Every division winner.
See, honestly, nobody, I mean.
Who else is doing that? Those seem pretty obvious, I guess, but it's hard to do.
Yes. Yes.
We got it.
Drilled it.
So
then, and what's our, we gave World Series predictions.
So here's our World Series predictions preseason, and I'll stick with mine. I'm happy with mine. Yours, you had the Indians beating the Cubs.
I like it.
A rematch, except the Indians prevail. And I have the Dodgers beating the Red Sox.
That could happen.
It could totally happen.
Yeah.
I'm happy. The other thing is, we don't only know the good teams, we know how to predict the bad teams. Because now we didn't, I almost dropped something. We didn't do this on the show, so you're going to have to take our word. But we've already proven that we know what we're talking about.
We have no reason to lie.
At the beginning of the year, I think it was the first game of the year.
Yeah, it was opening day.
A group of us went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
As you do.
Wings Beer Sports.
Period. Is there a period? Is that how they do it?
I think each one is a period. Wings, period, beer, period, sports, period.
Whatever. We are Reds fans, and we predicted, or we tried to predict. We gave predictions on how many wins the Reds would have.
Yes.
162 games in a season. It's not like football, where you know your chances of nailing it on the head are pretty good.
Right.
This year, the Reds won 67 games.
Yes.
I felt really good about my prediction of 68. Do you know how hard it is to get one away from the exact number that a team is going
to
win?
Well, to me, it was easy.
Yeah, because you nailed it on the head. You said 67.
Here's how this went, though.
Okay.
I was the first one to pick. Uh-huh, we ran on the table and said, Jason, what do you want? I said 60.
I don't think you were the first one to pick. Because I have it written down, and I wrote it in order of the people that
okay,
I wrote.
Okay, so what number did I pick?
Hold on, I got to pull it up. Well, you picked 67. That was the number you picked.
I'm setting it up to say this. I picked 67, and then you followed my pick with a 68, and somebody else followed that pick with a 66. They sandwiched me in. The only way I was going to get that right is if I nailed it on the head, and I did.
No, they won 68 games. I said 67.
Right.
You said 68.
Right.
Dad said 69.
Yes. You guys sandwiched me in. How high up on the list did you write my name?
Well, according to this,
yeah.
Nate picked first,
yeah.
Then Dad, then you, then Levi, then me.
Did we pick Indians first and then that
was... No, we picked Reds first and then we picked Indians.
I don't know how it went. I drilled it on the head, though.
Either way, you got it on the head. I think Dad picked 69.
And I went 68. I'm like, it's not that good.
You said it's not good. So you kind of pigeonholed him. And then I picked 67
just
to nail you right to 68 because I thought, well, my chances are pretty good. So I just wanted to be the lowest number because I thought the Reds were that bad. And I was, but they were one game better than I picked. So we actually know what we're talking about when it comes to baseball anyway.
And I think we would have drilled the Indians pick had they not gone on a 52-game winning streak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, there you go. And your prediction stays the same? You got Indians over Cubs?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if
I
you
think
were...
the Indians... Yeah.
Yeah. It's really Indians-Dodgers is the way that if you had to put money on it, you would say Indians-Dodgers, though, right?
Maybe Yankees.
The Indians can't play the Yankees in the World Series.
I know, but instead of the Indians.
Oh, okay.
No, what I'm saying is... The Yankees have a way of foiling the Indians' plans.
I know.
And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. I think the Indians are something like 5-2 against the Yankees during the regular season.
This year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they're definitely better than the Yankees. There's no doubt about that. But it's baseball. Weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
All right. So, there you go. Anything else to talk about when it comes to baseball?
I think we need to stop talking about baseball until the World Series.
No way. I am so excited about the baseball playoffs. I think they're going to be some of the best we've ever had. When you look at the teams that, I mean...
It's pretty good.
All of those teams, the only one that I really... I mean, the only team right now that I would say can't win the World Series... would be the winner of the Rockies-Diamondbacks, which that game's happening now. I don't think either of those teams would win the World Series.
You.
But other than that, Yankees, Red Sox.
No, it's solid.
I mean,
I don't think Houston's going to win.
Oh, gosh. Houston could definitely win.
I don't think
they have over 100 wins this year.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, you can't.
We collectively
I'm saying
to win
any
their
team that won over 100 games could win the World Series, Jason.
Okay. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. So now we're going to talk about our Netflix suggestion of the week. Is that what you want to do?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Netflix suggestion of the week.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus.
loud from where I'm sitting. We're still working out some of the kinks.
Yeah.
So I apologize if that was too loud.
Someone might have just crashed their car.
But more importantly, Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The old one?
1951.
1951.
I watched it today.
You did?
Or I should rather, I laid down.
Uh-huh.
I took like an hour nap.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I've seen it before. Like, I really want to watch this.
Okay.
I laid down. I kind of fell asleep. It is not a great movie to sleep to.
Really?
There, like, when the robot thing, like, starts, like, zapping.
Exterminate.
It Exterminate. Is so loud.
Doctor Who, but
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Really?
Like it woke me up. It's, like, three times louder. I don't think the audio back then was, like, up to par.
Sure. Yeah.
Similar to our Lower Rail Radio Studios.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not professional. We're semi-professional.
Come on. What are we talking about?
It was really, really loud, though. It woke me up.
So woke you up. Not a good nap movie.
No. Do not take a nap to that movie.
What is a good nap movie?
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Interstellar.
It's an hour and 44 minutes. Interstellar
might be
better.
I've got Interstellar as the best nap movie.
Voyage to the
Bottom of
the Sea is pretty
when
good.
Although when Matt Damon and Matthew McConaughey get in a fight, it gets loud for like three or four minutes.
Yeah.
And
you know, another great movie to sleep to is The Martian.
The Martian?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. Field of Dreams is an excellent movie to sleep to.
Yes.
It's the word dream is in the movie.
We should do a draft of dream.
That's perfect.
Movies.
I got to do some research.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to take a lot of research. But best
movies to sleep to.
Movies to fall asleep to.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good. Best sport to fall asleep to? Golf, right? Is there a better sport to fall asleep to than golf?
Tennis, NASCAR?
Tennis is pretty good, but it can get loud every once in a while.
Yeah.
I would assume NASCAR, people that low rumble.
Yeah. Well, the great part of NASCAR, it's like a couple hours long. You can fall asleep, wake up, and still catch the end.
I still got golf as the best thing to fall asleep to.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And golf is like an all-day thing.
And you have like the birds chirping in the background that they pump in. That noise isn't actually happening, but they pump it in. So, did you know about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been playing McIlroy on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
I do.
It's an EA Sports golf game, right?
EA Sports, yeah.
So it used to be called Tiger Woods Golf. But,
yes. Tiger went crazy. Yeah. So...
That's Rory. Fun. That's it a lot of fun. I got obsessed with Tiger Woods Golf for like 3 months.
Well, and I've been playing it online against Casey. Like you can play in a match.
Oh yeah.
Like it's fun.
Yeah.
I wish it's not. I feel like they could make it a little bit more fun.
Mario Golf.
Yes, there's a hybrid between the two. I think you could do. I think it'd be fun to like you're driving around a golf cart and you drive up to the ball and you kind of like bump carts with somebody else. And
sure.
I think you can make it fun.
Because
right now it's really not. It's pretty boring.
Mm.
But I enjoy it.
I get it. Yeah, but it's golf. It's kind of
well. It should be like arcade style and lifestyle.
I get it.
Real life, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to play the arcade version.
Okay. All right, so that's your Netflix suggestion of the week, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Not a great movie to
But it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
Okay, my Netflix suggestion of the week is on Netflix. It's called Sports on Fire.
Mm.
It is a documentary series. Very well done. It feels like you're watching a 30 for 30. They're to that quality. I don't know where these are coming from, but it's a series.
Okay.
And I've only seen the first, I've seen the first one and I started watching the other one. But the reason I stopped was because I was like, I really like this. I think these could all be really good and I don't want to binge them. I want to spread them out.
Yes.
Because sometimes I'm in a mood to watch a sports documentary and I've seen all the 30 for 30s.
Yes.
And so the first one was on the Canadian and Russian hockey teams that played each other like in the 60s,
okay.
I think. It's really good. I mean, it was just really well done. So it's called Sports on Fire. It's on Netflix. I give it 2 enthusiastic thumbs up.
Okay.
All right.
So The Day the Earth Stood Still.
We got that.
Yeah. And what's yours?
Sports on Fire.
Sports on Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this takes us to the meat of the show. Recently, I think just today, they announced that the NBA All-Star Game is changing.
Format.
Adam Silver obviously listens to Lower Road Radio.
Without a doubt.
It's like he took our suggestion exactly. We talked about this last year at the All-Star game. We said, how do you fix the All-Star game? And Jason, what was our suggestion?
That team captains select players.
Yeah.
Playground style.
Playground style. And they're doing it.
Yes.
We also suggested that they play 3-on-3 for the All-Star weekend festivities. Yes. And the 3-on-3 is already in the Olympics. So I assume it's going to happen.
Yes.
But
eventually. But maybe not this year.
There's no way that Adam Silver or somebody listened to Loud Road Radio.
Yes.
And threw that up the line, and now it's happening.
Yes.
So this year, upcoming year, they've announced that they're going to do that. Now, I don't think that they're going to – we both want them to have reversible jerseys.
Yes.
And they just line up shoulder to shoulder, just like you're in gym class.
Yes.
And LeBron's on one side, Curry's on the other side.
Yes.
I got KD. I got Carmelo. I got whatever. Right. Yeah. You know? But I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to do it.
It's probably out made of the for public TV eye. Special.
Yeah, or something. I don't know how they're going to do it. But however they do it, whatever. But I mean, I like the idea of you find out who you're playing with
that night.
That night.
Yes. There's reversible jerseys.
I just think
like it's red and blue.
Yeah.
You know, red and white.
Something. I think it's awesome. But anyway, they're not going to do that.
We don't know that.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure because I was reading about it. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're going to do. But anyway, they are drafting, and so the way it's going to work is there will still be voting,
yes,
like fan voting that happens.
Which will determine the pool of All-Stars.
Which will determine the pool of All-Stars. The top two, well, the top vote-getter from the West and the top vote-getter from the East will be named captains.
Yes.
And then the eight other top 10 players. So you've got the top 10 players.
Five from the East, five from the West.
Five from the East and five from the West. The other eight players will then be put in a pool, and then they'll go back and forth until they pick the five starters for each team. So there is no East and West. It's the Curry team and the LeBron team or whoever the top two
voters are. But the pool of players is split evenly between East and West.
Yes. And then you've got reserves from the East, reserves from the West, but they can pick whoever they want.
Right.
Once those pools have been set.
I like it. I think it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So we decided to say, okay, if this happened last year and they were doing that, what would the All-Star team look like? How would they be different? And so you and I, we're going to draft the All-Star team from last year like they should have been doing all along and give you a glimpse of what the All-Star team could have looked like last year and how fun that would have been. So what do you think? Who gets to go? So we're both going to represent a player.
Yes.
One of us will be Stephen Curry and one of us will be LeBron James. And since you've argued vehemently that Stephen Curry is better than LeBron James, then I assume you'll want Stephen Curry and I'll just take LeBron James, right? I mean, you have argued that. We did a whole show about...
I'll take Curry.
Okay, good. So I get LeBron James.
I mean, two of the last three championships he's won.
Anybody that says Stephen Curry is a better basketball player than LeBron James should be checked into a mental institution. Stephen Curry is not the best basketball player
on his team. That's not what this show is about.
Anyway, so you're going to represent Stephen Curry. I will represent LeBron James. And so last year, just to give the people a glimpse of what we're talking about. Last year, the starters from the East were Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Jimmy Butler, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak. And from the West, it was Stephen Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. So coin flip to see who gets the first pick. Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. We actually do have a coin flip jingle.
Coin flip. Coin flip.
There it is.
Okay, I got a penny and a dime.
What do you want? Penny. Come on.
What are we talking about?
Heads.
Tails never fails.
You always take tails, I always take heads. Okay. And you always lie about it. And you're across the room, so I can't.
Tails.
Yeah, right.
Look at it.
I'm not getting up.
It's a tails.
All right, so you have the first pick, you jerk. Are you going to write these down or am I writing these down?
I'm writing my team down.
Okay.
I gave you a pen a little bit ago.
I know, but I don't know what I did with it.
You want another pen? I've got one.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea what I did with my pen.
Here, you ready?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to toss it. Oh, gosh.
Shoot, I almost knocked
you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you totally dropped that.
Oh, well, it's good. I got it. Okay.
Hold on.
So... you already have Stephen Curry.
So I am Stephen Curry.
You are Stephen Curry. So who is your first pick?
I will go with KD.
That's who I wanted. So you're just staying in on Golden State, huh? What if I took Kyrie now?
I'm picking the best players. You can pick whoever you want.
You can be... What am I trying to quote?
I don't know.
I don't even know what I'm trying to quote. Okay. So my pick will be Kawhi Leonard.
I was going to do that.
Well, it's because he's great. I mean, you got LeBron and Kawhi on the same team.
Very good.
All right, next.
I'll go Kyrie.
Really?
Baller.
Well, I know he's a baller. I love Kyrie, but I don't know about that. All right, so I've got LeBron and Kawhi. My next pick will be... James Harden. All right, who you got next?
Greek Freak.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I can't say that.
My next pick is going to be Anthony Davis.
Okay, so the last two is between Jimmy Butler and...
DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yeah. I'll go Butler.
I figured. All right, so I'll take DeRozan.
Okay, right. So let's name our starters here.
Okay.
My starters are Curry, KD, Kyrie, Greek Freak, Jimmy Butler.
Mine are LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, Anthony Davis, and DeMar DeRozan. I mean, my team is better.
Are you kidding me?
What? LeBron, Kawhi, and James Harden, and Anthony Davis? Now, I do have DeMar DeRozan. I get that.
Curry, KD, and Kyrie are a stud three.
LeBron, Kawhi, Harden. I'll take LeBron, Kawhi.
The truth is,
I would take LeBron, Kawhi, and Harden any day over Curry, KD, and Kyrie.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Okay.
Okay, reserves.
Either way, it's going to be fun to watch. Reserves. Okay, reserves. Who you got?
I am going Westbrook.
Westbrook. Okay. Oh, dear. I will go... Boy. It kind of goes downhill quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's just do five reserves each.
Five reserves each?
Yeah. I mean, the list of reserves is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. I mean, I know he's... I'm going to take Klay Thompson.
Can have him.
Well, he's a great three-point shooter, and I need one. So.
I don't need one.
I mean, I've got a couple, but... Okay, who you got?
I'm going to go Carmelo.
Really?
You are the one of all the people on the planet that say he plays the best in this format.
Well, you can pick any of these players you want. I'm going to take Paul George.
I'll take John Wall.
You got a lot of point guards on your team. I will take... Boy, this is going to be telling who we don't end up taking. I mean, Draymond Green is just sitting out there, but I really can't stand Draymond Green.
I'm hoping you pass him up because that's my next pick.
I know. I know they say he's the kind of guy, like, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. I think if he was on my team, I wouldn't love him. He's a mouth breather.
Yeah.
He's a crotch kicker.
I like
him. I'm just not a fan. I know you like him. He's you if you played in the NBA.
If I was athletic and 6 foot seven and could dunk a ball.
Okay,
so before this, when we just briefly talked about this.
Yeah.
You told me we're not going to hesitate on these picks. We're just going to pick them. You're taking your time.
I know I'm taking my time, but.
For the listener, it's not fun for you to say, I don't know. This is so hard.
It is hard.
Pick someone.
Okay, I'm going to pick somebody. I'll just do it. I'm going to take Gordon Hayward.
I'll take Draymond Green. Thank you very much.
Oh, Draymond. I mean, I know I should have taken Draymond. I know that was the right pick, but I just can't do it.
Gordon Hayward, yeah, I love him. I do, yeah. But no.
Gordon Hayward's better than you think he is. We're gonna find out how good he is this year. He's that better. Is true. He's been buried in Utah. Okay, nobody's paying attention. I thought how many extras?
I took Draymond. That's four.
So you're at four.
I've got Westbrook, Carmelo, John Wall, and Draymond.
So you're done.
No, I got one more. We did five.
Oh, we're gonna do five and five.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was losing track. This was all going so fast. I just can't keep up with it. All right. I'm gonna take Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love fits well on this team.
Okay, I'm going to take another point guard. I'll go with Isaiah Thomas.
You can have Isaiah Thomas.
He's going to be better than you think. Just watch.
That's the last player. That's all you get.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So I get one more player?
Yeah. Do you have four or you have five?
I have one, two, three, four reserves.
Okay, you get one more reserve.
So I feel like I should pick another big guy. It's in between DeAndre Jordan and DeMarcus Cousins. They're both a bit of a head case. I'm going to take DeAndre Jordan because he's going to get a lot of alley-oops on this team.
Can't shoot free throws.
He can't shoot free throws, but I don't need him to shoot free throws.
Here's the deal. In this offense, this is a run-and-gun game, and I've got run-and-gun players.
All right, just to recap.
Starters.
Your starters are Curry, KD, Kyrie, the Greek Freak, and Jimmy Butler.
Love it.
Coming off the bench, Westbrook, Carmelo, John Wall, Draymond, and Isaiah Thomas.
Yes, and read your team.
My starters are LeBron, Kawhi, Harden. Come on, what are we talking about? Anthony Davis and DeMar DeRozan. And they're coming off the benches, Klay Thompson, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, Kevin Love, and DeAndre Jordan. No matter who you think is going to win that game, you have to admit that that's more interesting than just a straight East versus West.
Okay, so I just did this really quick.
Okay.
Based on their last year's All-Star teams.
Yeah.
East and West breakdown. I've got six East and four West.
Really?
And so you're going to be, well, you might not be flipped because we didn't pick everybody. What's your split?
Yeah. Let's total. See. Where they were last year, not where they are this year,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Well, it was last year's All-Star game. Okay. So this is 2017.
West, 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 East, West, East, West, East, West. Whoa. One, two, three, four East, and one, two, three, four, five, six West.
Okay, so we split.
Yeah.
I was 4-6 mm-hmm. heavy East. You're 4-6 heavy West.
I'll take the team that's heavy West. Thank you very much. Mm. I'm heavy West and I get LeBron? Yeah, I'll take that.
That's good.
Well, I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to watch the NBA All-Star game this year, and I haven't watched it. The only thing they're missing now is some more fun All-Star weekend festivities.
Part of me thinks the dunk needs to go either one of two things. Either take a back seat, like don't do it, take some time off.
Yeah, take some time off.
Or bring in anybody, street guys, whatever.
Obviously, what they need to do is just have the best players doing
it. Well, okay, that's the obvious solution.
But that hasn't happened since the last time like a current great player was doing it. Was Vince Carter. Like, a guy in his prime doing it. Like, Kobe did it, but only for his first couple of years. Right. It wasn't in his prime. Right. The last time a guy that was great did it in his prime,
yes.
I think was Vince Carter.
I think Vince Carter could probably win it right now.
No, I don't think so. He's like 50.
Still playing.
And that's what needs to happen. And I'm on the LeBron train. Nobody loves LeBron as much as I do. But that is the glaring weakness for LeBron.
Do you think he hasn't done it? Because he doesn't want to lose? He doesn't want to be embarrassed?
Yeah, I just think it's like there's no upside probably for him. Like, everybody knows he's the most athletic guy out there. So if he wins, it's like, yeah, you won. That's great. And if you lose, then
people love the old, like, dunk contests, like Dominique
I don't agree with him. He should have done it.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him not to have done it. And, you know, if you just did it two or three times, I'm okay with that. I'm not saying you have to do it every year.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal that he's never done it. And now he's past his prime as far as jumping ability goes.
Right.
I think he's right in the prime of his basketball career.
Yes.
But as far as being able to jump, he's not – as he's
3 years past his jumping prime.
Yeah, I'd say 3 or 4 years ago is when I want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really too bad. We've really been cheated as a basketball public fandom.
By not having him in the
dunk contest. Having LeBron in the dunk competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the 3-point. The 3-point contest is actually because the stars actually do it.
Yeah.
That's gold.
they do need to bring in some different skill competition. Duck, duck, goose.
Yes. We did this in our soccer.
Yes. Where the kids are all, they all have a ball in their lap. Duck, 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 duck. And the kid saying duck, duck, goose is dribbling a ball.
Right.
Soccer with his feet. As he's doing it. And then he says goose. And then he has to make it all the way around before the kid passes him.
But as they both dribble a soccer ball.
It's really a great little skill thing to learn how to dribble the ball and keep control of it. But, I mean, duck, duck, goose, like with John Wall and Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
That would be fun.
It would be fun. And I want to see knockout.
Knockout has to happen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Knockout. And honestly, you could play 10 games of knockout.
I think, and you do it from the three-point line.
Okay.
You don't do it from the free throw
line. I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I think that we're, what, maybe college three.
That'd be okay. Yeah, that's so, okay.
So, like, maybe big guys could do it, too.
Yeah. College three. Yeah. I'm not free throw, is what I'm saying. Yeah, it's free throw. But you do it from the college three, that's perfect.
Yes.
Knockout from the college three, that'd be awesome.
That, with how many guys? 10?
10, yeah. I think you do two groups of 10.
And what if you did it simultaneously on both sets of rims on either side?
Well, no, because you want to watch them. You want to be able to see.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
You do two groups of 10, and then the top five from each.
Okay.
Then get in a final.
Like a little playoff.
Yeah, it's like a playoff.
And then, so top five from each, that's another batch of 10. And if then you, and then the top five from that.
And if you won, you get to pick your spot. Like,
where you want to be.
Where you want to be. Like, I want to be behind this guy.
You want to be last, right?
I think you want to be last.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, depending on where you landed is if you're last or first or anything like that. So, yeah, that has to happen.
Knockout, absolutely.
It would be so much fun. All right.
Pig, well, I think pig would be fun, or horse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No dunks. I think you can't do dunks because that's the dunk competition.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, it has to be shooting, but it can be off my head. It can be over the basketball hoop, soccer, from the bleachers.
Yes.
Yeah, you get as creative as you want to get.
Bounce it off the ground.
Over the rafters.
Eyes closed.
Nothing but net.
Yes.
Blindfolded. I don't need the honor system on the eyes closed. Some guys I don't trust. I'm looking at you.
Draymond.
Draymond, definitely. What, I got my eyes shut. Yeah, right.
It looks like you're squinting.
All right, well, do you have anything else before we call it a day?
Is that on our list? We made a whole list
Of what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. I feel like there's like three other things we're supposed to talk about.
I feel like we hit it all.
Okay.
I feel like we nailed it. This is one of our top five shows of all time.
Definitely top five of season two.
Oh, well, come on. What are we talking about?
I think it's actually episode five. So.
Is it 2.5?
I think so.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know. Maybe four.
I think it's 2.4, but I could be wrong. Anyway.
Shout out to the Oregon audience.
Shout out to the Oregon audience. We love you.
We're actually picking up. Here's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We took the summer off.
We did.
And you and I didn't really.
Soul searching. You and I, we both. We went to New York City and sat by the
Radio City Music Hall.
No, there's always that Seinfeld bit. They did it three or four times on Seinfeld when, like, George was going to decide to propose or Jerry was going to decide to propose, where they're sitting on a bench like in the park beside the Statue of Liberty, like beside the water.
Yeah.
And then they always, like, make up their decision and they stand up and they run, and they always run through, like, a flock of pigeons that fly away as they're doing it. So that's what you and I did. A lot of soul searching, just sitting on a bench, thinking, you know,
staring off into the distance,
fist on chin.
Yes.
And we decided, yes, we're going to come back for another season.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it better.
Well, during our time off, we didn't look at any of the numbers.
No.
Honestly, I didn't want to.
Why?
Because we might quit the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thought process.
Yeah. I thought my fear was that we would, like, find out, like, we had negative downloads.
Yeah. Somehow people were returning the podcast. Returning the free podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were
unrewound.
Disgusted by
they didn't even rewind it. They just returned it as it was.
Be kind. Please rewind.
Yeah.
So, but when we came back, we started the new season, which I'm glad that we did.
Hey, I found the pen.
We, where did that come from?
It was
from?
In my ear.
We've picked up a surprising amount from Oregon.
Yeah.
And a surprising amount from Maryland.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, we have a lot of listeners in Maryland, Oklahoma, is and under, Arkansas,
Maryland
Montana,
is Under Armour
California.
Country, and Oregon is Nike country. Did you know that?
Say it again.
Maryland is Under Armour country.
Okay.
And Oregon is Nike country.
Ooh.
So I don't know where Adidas is, but I do know those two things.
Texas?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, we're happy. We feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Yes.
Help make the show bigger if you want. If you don't, then don't.
No, just do it.
We would like you to.
Yes.
Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, people that you meet in the elevator. Share it. Subscribe. Comment. Rate. All of that stuff. It all helps us.
Create a bumper sticker fashioned out of whatever supplies you can find handy.
Contact us and find us how you can buy stock in Lower Road Radio, because we have not gotten paid yet for this thing. Although, John Meadows bought some stock.
Yes.
Right. Shout out to Johnny Meadows, by the way.
And his podcast called The Dumper.
Shooter Shoot.
Oh, yeah. The Shooter
Shoot. Listen to Shooter Shoot podcast. You'll enjoy it. If you like this, you'll like that. I don't know.
Will you?
I think so.
I don't know.
I found out yesterday or today that Johnny Meadows sounds like Mo Rocca.
Who?
That's fine.
Moana?
Mo Rocca. Did you watch
the Disney Moana?
No, that's something different. Mo Rocca used to be a correspondent on The Daily Show. Like, I don't know.
I've never watched The Daily Show. 15,
20 years ago. And he was always really funny. And I saw this old Mo Rocca bit. I was like, hey, that guy sounds like John Meadows. So there you go. Johnny Meadows, friend of the show. Listen to Shooter Shoot podcast and subscribe to that too.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to listen to it.
Well, you don't listen to this. You don't listen to any podcast.
That is true.
Yeah.
I occasionally listen to this one.
Sometimes. All right. Well, that's it. We're rambling now. Shout out to great American musician Tom Petty. Rest in peace. He passed away either today or yesterday. So in memory of Tom Petty, we're going to play not MP3, what do we call it? A 8-bit song.
Yes.
Our 8-bit song.
Which happens to also be an MP3.
Well, I guess, yeah. It's Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. longer than I expected. 20 minutes.
Have fun. Adios, amigos. Keep your stick on the ice.
Oh, never wear the blue sweats.
And never wear the blue sweats.
And keep your stick on the ice.